Do not be afraid, just have faith, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We are facing many kinds of fear in our lives. The fear of sickness, the fear of injuries, and even the fear of death. We sometimes feel difficult to overcome them. We can use many ways to deal with them, but we cannot. Today's liturgy shows us that God is the source of life, and Jesus is the source of the healing, of the forgiveness, and of hope. We stop with the first reading from the Book of the Wisdom. It begins, God did not make death, nor does He rejoice in destructions of the living. Our God is a God of life. There was no death. And in the Gospel, the first person to approach Jesus was a synagogue officer. That shows the depth of his need and love for his daughter and his faith in Jesus. He tells Jesus that his daughter is dying and asks Jesus to lay hands on her. For the Jewish people, the laying of hands was how people were healed. By touching a person, you could provide a bad way of God's healing. Jairus wanted his daughter to get well and live. And Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." The word does arise, much to the astonishment of everyone, and that is result of faith of her father. Dear brothers and sisters, Saint Mark has been preparing us for the ultimate moment of his story when Jesus finally conquers death itself and restores us to eternal life. Jesus can make a difference in our lives if we come to Him with faith and make contact with Him. He has overcome death for us, but once more, He wants us to have life. Our God is God of life, not death. The liturgy makes visible for us three of our basic beliefs as disciples of Jesus. First, that the Son of God, the Lord, is one with us. He knows from the inside of our fears and anxieties, our needs, our nature. God, for us Christians, is not thought of as some far-off energy or power. He has come close to us in a human person through Jesus. Second, we look to Jesus as the source of healing, of forgiveness, and of hope. We believe that Jesus with us and one with us. We call on Him for mercy and healing and forgiveness. We acknowledge Jesus as the one who bring us healing, the one who bring us forgiveness, the one who bring us peace. Third, Jesus is the one who had risen from the dead and share his resurrection with us. He has conquered sin and death. May the Holy Spirit fill us with the power of God, help us to overcome many kinds of fear in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.